From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Governor Mike Parson met with Missouri clergy leaders yesterday in St. Louis to find ways to address gun violence in the state. Parson says the only way to find a solution to gun violence is by working with the federal, state, and local levels.
It won't be one entity that can fix it, and my hat's off to the clergymen who are here today across this city and across this state. They've got to play a part in it, too. The communities have got to be part of the fix.
Parson did agree to identify resources through his job training program and funding to address public safety matters. Parson is set to meet with clergy leaders again in 30 days. Fourth Ward Councilman Ian Thomas has been charged with a misdemeanor after negotiating a quid pro quo with two developers last year, Cole County Prosecutor Locke Thomas confirmed yesterday. Thomas was charged with attempting to commit an act prohibited by a public official for offering to back a development project if the developer supported affordable housing. The councilman broke the news himself by emailing constituents yesterday morning to inform them of the charges. He says he intends to plead not guilty and mount a defense in court. The charge is a Class C misdemeanor. The councilman's lawyer, Christopher Slusher, says this is the lowest level misdemeanor offense under Missouri law. This charge stems from an agreement between the councilman and developer Shannon Schaap and Justin Barnes. It would have required them to donate $40,000 to the Columbia Community Land Trust, an affordable housing group. In exchange, Thomas would support the annexation, zoning, and development plan for Schaap and Barnes' proposed Oakland Crossings neighborhood. A Columbia police officer has been disciplined after the wrongful arrest of a Smithton Middle School student whose mother says she was targeted because of her race. Police spokesman Jeff Pitts confirmed in an email that Officer Tony Ash received discipline after the Columbia Police Department's Internal Affairs Office sustained a complaint from the mother. Pitts did not detail the disciplinary action. He says both Ash and the mother will have the opportunity to appeal the outcome. Ash is a student resource officer for all six middle schools in the Columbia School District. According to the Columbia Missourian, the mother of the student, Candace Holmes Barnes, says she's glad that the police sustained the complaint, which was referred to the Internal Affairs Office by the Human Rights Commission. Holmes Barnes filed a complaint in May, which said her daughter, who is black, had been racially profiled. In January, Holmes Barnes' daughter was mistakenly arrested on assault charges after an altercation took place at Smithton. A new state grant is open to adults looking to go to college or finish their degree. The Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grant is now offered at a number of higher education institutions across the state. The program is designed to increase employment in high-demand careers and the percentage of working-age adults with higher education. It will do this by offering financial aid to those seeking degrees, certificates, or industry-recognized credentials. According to the Columbia Missourian, Fast Track is available to students in Missouri older than 25 or those who have not been enrolled in school in the last 2 years. Students must have an annual salary of less than $80,000 when filing jointly or $40,000 for others, according to the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.